This is a Fox News alert. Russia is invading Ukraine, and it's costing us a lot of money. I'm Dave Anthony. Stock markets are tumbling across Europe. It's also bad on Wall Street. Fox's Lillian Wu watching live here in New York.
Dave, it was steeper, but now we're seeing a roughly 2% drop for the Dow, which has plunged 650 points. The Nasdaq, which slipped into bear market territory earlier, is off by 180. And the S&P 500 shedding about 60 on news of the invasion. Now, Russia's a major oil producer. Its invasion of Ukraine's pushed Brent crude up over 104 bucks a barrel, gas nationally, 354 a gallon. Investors are piling into gold and U.S. treasuries, also some defense stocks. Dave?
Lillian, the U.S. and our allies vow severe economic punishment for Russia. President Biden just talked to other world leaders.
In the last few hours, the president has convened the National Security Council. He's put out a statement condemning Russia's moves. He's also had a phone call with the Ukraine's president and promised him he's going to rally all of America's allies to counter Putin's full-blown invasion.
Fox's Jillian Turner at the White House. Russian leader Vladimir Putin threatened those who intervene will face consequences like never before as his forces keep bombarding Ukraine.
And the Russian armor is really advancing from every side except the West. The Russian news agency TASS reports that Ukrainian defenses have been neutralized.
That's Fox's Mike Tobin in Lviv. Ukrainians report taking out 10 Russian aircraft and 2 tanks with 40 Ukrainian soldiers killed.
The national police are now handing out weapons to veterans here in Lviv and in other towns across Ukraine, creating a dynamic where we could really see the fighting go street to street.
Though some Ukrainians have been fleeing, there have been traffic jams toward Poland, and there are long gas lines, and there's fear of millions of refugees pouring into neighboring countries. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Fox News.
Again, our top Fox News story, Russia's attacking Ukraine, further invading the country from three sides with airstrikes and artillery fire. And the U.S. and our allies prepare stronger punishment for Russia. Some in Congress had wanted more and stronger sanctions sooner.
Congress dithered for weeks to approve a sanctions package to hit the Kremlin. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the goal of passing a sanctions bill was an effort to deter an invasion. The sanctions bill never happened due to bipartisan infighting and pressure from the White House to let the administration do the dirty work. GOP Utah Senator Mitt Romney says the U.S. had a, quote, tepid response to Putin's previous horrors in Georgia and Crimea. Vladimir Putin is threatening to retaliate should the West get involved. Lawmakers are looking for a tough response from President Biden.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. We expect to hear from the president in an address in a couple of hours. COVID's been declining in the U.S. after the record Omicron wave of cases in December and January. Infections have fallen 5 weeks in a row, but the virus's spread is worse in other countries.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has added 4 Asian countries to its level 4 travel list: Bhutan, Brunei, Iran, and Malaysia. The level 4 distinction denotes countries with very high levels of COVID-19. The CDC says to avoid travel to the list of level 4 countries, which now stands at about 140. The warning list also includes tourist hotspots like Jamaica, Mexico, Aruba, Australia, France, Greece, Italy, Spain, and the UK. CDC officials say if you are going to travel, be sure to be fully vaccinated before you go. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Again, big sell-off at Wall Street. The Dow is down 770 points. The Nasdaq's falling more than 200. As far as the economy, we did get an update that the growth GDP increase in the fourth quarter was a little higher than earlier reported, around 7%. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.